First down from the 16. Flags down. Cousins down. Ball is on the ground, and TJ Watt's got it, but this is probably going to get overturned by the penalty.
Yeah, I want to take a look at it because sometimes the timing of it is so good that he looks offside, but... So you see what they're doing is they're timing it with the center's head bob. That center in these spread formations in gun, he's going to put his head between his legs and then look back up and then one count snap. And these defenders get a beat on it.
Penalty or not, Dorn?
Penalty. No, no, not a penalty. Sorry.
I caught you by surprise.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I thought he timed it perfectly.
Yeah.
You watch it in slow-mo even. Center's head moves. Hand starts to move and bang, watch shot out of a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
That's just film work, man.
Yep.
That's preparation. Not the only call missed by the officials in this game. And I think it's important to bring it up. I think it's always important to hold dudes accountable when they don't have press conferences after games, when really we don't see these dudes get demoted or anything like that. We have to take them into the public square and flog them a little bit when things do go wrong. But I think it's also pertinent to the conversation we've been having. Fields v. Russ. Who do you want to see start next Sunday? Someone's blowing up the text line. Same dude, over and over again. Didn't score any touchdowns. I'm looking at the number. Same guy, just texting it in. No touchdowns, only 156 yards passing. Man, they really screwed Pickens and Fields on the play where Pickens was not down by contact.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it is, if you call him down by contact, you can't change that then. You got to let the thing play out. And then if he is down, you go back, you review it, and you can change it that way. So they screwed them there. And maybe we would have seen the Steelers score a touchdown when they had a chance really to take the game over early. It was 6-3, and there's the deep pass to Pickens down the sideline. They call the push-off. That's not a push-off. So you would add, what, 40 yards to Fields' numbers.
Right.
And you may well have scored a touchdown. Now, maybe you could argue it would have been just field goal number 7, but still, more points would have been on the board. I actually think Fields played better because of those two plays than even the stat line would indicate.
Yeah, definitely. And also George. I mean, George, I think he's finished, what, with like 85, 86
exactly
yards?
Exactly, 85.
I mean, think about what his stat line would have been, too. I definitely think that they played better. And it's about the execution of it, too. Like, I know that there was a penalty on one, and then one got brought back a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. after yards after the catch. But it's more about the execution for me. Like, to know that that is there, that they are on the same page, that he is looking for George, looking for his reliable, Mr. Reliable, and George coming through and making the plays, I think that is encouraging as well.
I'm with you on that. And just full transparency here, I'm going to go back and do what I always do because I'm a dork, and I'm going to rewatch the game, and I'm going to try to look for things in particular. Like, I want to see how Broderick Jones really held up. I didn't notice him doing anything bad. I want to see the offensive lineman, Zach Frazier. Not that I'm, you know, Craig Wolfley here and I'm going to break it down, or Chris Hoke, but I also want to see how much A.J. Terrell, George Pickens, saw. I think it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they were doubling him. I thought it was A.J. Terrell, a little safety help over the top. I thought he did a good job against one of the better corners in the NFL. And you're right, the stat line would have been, he would have gone over 100 yards.
Yeah, that one, the 40-yard pass was not... Yeah, there it is right there.
Right. And as the number one receiver on a team with, and we saw it yesterday, out a number two, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. By the way, they stink. That's not a good Broncos team.
No.
Bo Nix, I understand score situation and game script and all that. You have a rookie quarterback first start, drop back, throw it 42 times. Like, what do you expect is going to happen? Right. QBR of 30. So that's ESPN's all-encompassing quarterback evaluation metric. And then his quarterback rating overall, 45. He was bad. Not to be unexpected. I'm not saying Bo Nix is going to have a bad career. I do think he's going to stink next week, though, against this defense. So that's why I played Fields. Because I don't think Fields could screw it up bad enough to lose that game. I know that probably sounds crazy. It's the Steelers. We've seen them go on the road and lose games they're supposed to win. They opened up already a 3.5-point favorite in Mile High.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that team stinks.
Mm-hmm. I think he would get better. I mean, you know, and I do want to see Russ because I just want to see him. And I think that if Russ was in this game, that they would definitely win this football
game.
But if Fields is the guy, I think he gets better. I don't think he screws anything up. I think he actually, and they open the playbook up a lot more because they are kind of handcuffed. Just like as we've been saying for the last 2 hours that, you know, there he was on a short leash with the practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't have the opportunities to really put in a legitimate offense for Fields.
Right. And maybe you do, like, I know middle of the field, they didn't attack it. Maybe there is more Freiermuth over the middle of the field if you have a full week to work on those kind of things. But based on the way this game was going, why throw it in there? Why force it? Why screw it up when you know Kirk Cousins is going to screw it up? And we'll get to him in the defense. We've gone almost 2 hours here, barely talked about the defense. We will full form at 8 o'clock. And coming up in the next segment, first edition of Doran's Greats.
Yes.
Which I'm very much looking forward to. Right now, Jeff in Evansburg wants to chime in. Hey, Jeff.
Boys, how are we doing this morning?
Terrific.
So I'm with Doran. I want to see Wilson go in only for the revenge game. But Fields is hot. Fields is going in. He's clicking with the offense. He got him downfield. Let's see Justin do his work again.
Thanks, Jeff. I am as intrigued as you are, Doran, to see Russ Wilson. I just might wait a little bit longer. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. And then, look, I'm not saying this would happen. In fact, I would bet against this. But if you milk it one more week, Fields goes, plays against Denver, throws three touchdowns, something like that, you might never see Russ.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Mm-mm. Because you'll answer a decent amount of questions.
Yeah.
For the present and possibly the future.
One thing, can we get the snaps right? Can we figure that out? That drives me nuts. Dude, first drive, they're going to lose by 30.
Right.
And they seem to figure it out.
Under center. So he's not used to it.
And you know what? I thought we'd see less of that.
So did I.
With Fields.
So did I.
But You don't have time to throw out your entire game plan whenever you're finding out on Friday your quarterback's not going to play. So if it is Fields next week, I'm guessing it's a lot more pistol, a lot more shotgun, and you can run a lot of the same stuff out of pistol that you can run under center.
Yeah.
You're just not going to screw the darn thing up.